We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed may be dropping hints that the sun could be setting on the city's pandemic-driven Slow Streets program, which is intended to bring the city further into a post-COVID mindset. Now, following an announcement that the program, which has closed several streets in the city, needs to evolve, and a sudden restriction placed on a popular one, many are concerned that the quieter roadways could return to their pre-COVID density. To talk more about this, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by insider Phil Mateer. Phil, thanks as always for talking to us. That one street that we alluded to is Lake Street, which is in, depending on how you look at it, the Richmond District or its own district. And there is a big neighborhood divide where that is concerned. People who live there and use that street can't seem to agree on what they want.
No, they can't. No. What we're talking about is San Francisco's Slow and Street program, which was set up by executive order during the pandemic. I mean, it was an emergency order. The idea was to block off streets like Lake Street, for example, is about 8 or 10 blocks. You block them off and you let people, it was a place where people could gather, could go out and recreate rather than going to a park. It was you step outside or you come down the street and people could gather there. Okay. That was done by executive order. Well, executive orders can't stay for forever because pandemics don't stay forever. But there was a big, big push made in San Francisco, and it's typical San Francisco. You had San Francisco Walk, which is one of the powerful lobbying groups of pedestrians. You had the San Francisco Bike Coalition, which is one of the most powerful lobbies in the city, saying, look, let's make these 30 or so streets permanent, especially the Great Highway and JFK Drive. Well, you had people saying, no, I don't want that. That's putting traffic onto my street. I'm not sure if it's all that safe, back and forth. Some places it's work, like Sanchez Street in Noe Valley, everybody loves it. Shotwell Street, Great Highway, JFK, not so much. They're probably going to wind up on the ballot. Lake Street is an out-and-out civil war that the mayor's office is kind of looking at going, what's going on here? We're talking about a street, but you would think that they were talking about tearing the whole place apart.
Well, not only are you talking about a street, it's a street that's not terribly busy. It's a block north of California Street, which has stoplights and is sort of designed for heavier traffic.
But Melissa, this is just so typical San Francisco. You have vehement people on both sides. Some people point, say, well, there's just this one rich woman there that's really doing the fight against it. And others go, no, it's these people from not even around Lake Street for the Bike Coalition and the Walk people that want to show an example at my expense. So they're going back and forth on this. And what's really hyping it up, and this is something, you know, that also is a COVID hangover, is that a lot of this fight is being done on the internet. It's all these people. And, you know, people get twice as vicious, I think, on the internet as they do in person or anywhere else. And the mayor's office and people's attempts to get people together saying, why don't you have a block party or a group meeting and sort of hash this out, have gone nowhere because the people are so adamant and so virulent on the internet. So welcome to the post-COVID world. It's still got a hangover. And that part of that is on whether or not to do slow streets.
All right, Phil, we thank you as always.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.